This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the studios of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Jennifer Watson.
Hello, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Jennifer Watson, and thanks for joining us for tonight's show.
You're listening to us on Pirate Radio 1250 and 930. And our guest today on A Pirate's Life for Me is Wayne Sampson of the Class of 2008. He's a production assistant on ABC's Emmy Award-winning daytime drama One Life to Live.
That's right, Paul. We're going to talk to him in just a couple of minutes. He's got some pretty cool information about what he's doing in New York City these days.
Absolutely. And maybe a little bit of a spoiler at the end.
You'll just have to listen to find out.
That's right. But tomorrow is another game day. I'm actually going to Dallas for the game tomorrow against SMU. We're going to have a great tailgate down there in partnership with the Pirate Club. It's going to begin at 4:30 Central Time if you're going to the game. And we have over 150 people signed up for that tailgate in Dallas.
So. I know, that's so exciting. It's great to know that no matter where the Pirates are playing, that they have a dedicated fan base that's going to follow them or, you know, come out from their own hometown if they live around the Dallas area to support the Pirates and to come to our tailgate. That's awesome.
That's right. And if you can't make it to the game, make sure you tune in to Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 at 4 o'clock as they kick off the Budweiser pregame tailgate. That'll go for 4 hours right up until the 8 o'clock kickoff, which you can watch this weekend's game here in the East on WITN. It'll be shown here at 8 o'clock. And then following the game is Thad's fifth quarter call-in show. So immediately following the game, call in and let the guys know what you thought about how the team performed that day.
And hopefully it's going to be a big victory.
Absolutely. I hope it is. Yeah. Dallas is a far way to go to lose a football game.
That's so. Right. It'll make it your experience there will be a lot more fun, Paul, if the Pirates can win.
Absolutely. And then when we come home next week, it's homecoming.
Yeah, homecoming. It's finally here. I can't believe it. I feel like we've been talking about it for weeks and weeks. And, you know, well, we probably have.
We have. But
we're excited because there's so many things going on. And to start things off on Friday, October 16th, the very first thing that we're going to do that day is have 10 years after the flood, a reflective conversation that's going to be in Hendricks Theater on East Carolina's campus. That starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. And former Chancellor Dr. Richard Aiken, he's going to lead a panel of some great folks to just kind of reflect and talk about and engage all of our attendees in a conversation about Hurricane Floyd and the flood that happened after that.
Absolutely. And then there's the homecoming luncheon following that. We got campus tour at 1 o'clock. Great classroom experiences with some of VCU's best and brightest faculty members taking you into what's going on great at East Carolina. They're going to show you some of the work that they're doing. We'll be featuring Major General William Holland as he returns to campus as an outstanding alumni award recipient. He'll be talking about all the what our military is doing over in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And then our marquee event is that evening, 6 o'clock at the Hilton. It's the Alumni Awards Dinner and Ceremony presented by Tobacco Road Cellars. Again, begins at 6 o'clock at the Hilton Greenville, where we will honor 8 award recipients, 4 outstanding alumni recipients, 2 alumni will receive the Distinguished Service Awards, and then we will be bestowing honorary alumni status onto 2 other Pirates at Heart, if you will.
That's a good way to categorize it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then on Saturday, October 17th, we'll start off at 9 o'clock in the morning at the Alumni Center with alumni breakfast. And immediately following that will be, you will have front row seats. I mean, the best place on 5th Street, in my opinion, to watch the parade, the homecoming parade, and that's going to be at 10 o'clock.
Absolutely, and shortly following that, we get ready for some Pirate football at the Alumni Tailgate. That'll go for 2.5 hours before kickoff, the 3:30 kickoff against the Rice Owls, Conference USA foe. We hope to see everybody out at tailgate in the stadium. The stadium, the game is sold out. The stadium's going to be packed. And hopefully we get another big homecoming win against the Rice Owls.
Exactly. It'll be good for our Conference USA, too.
Absolutely.
Then later on that evening after the football game, we've got a couple of reunions happening. Our Black Alumni Reunion, the Collegians, who, of course, they're a big band.
Big band.
Lots of trumpets and horns and stuff. They're going to be having their reunion over the weekend, and they play at another reunion, the ECTC and ECC reunion, which honors the Golden Alumni of the Class of 1950.
Absolutely. Log on to www.piratealumni.com/homecoming or give us a call at the Alumni Center at 800-ECU-GRAD to get more information and to register for all these terrific events.
Stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for me, everyone. We'll be right back with Wayne Sampson after this commercial break. Help ECU honor its best at the 2009 Alumni Awards Dinner and Ceremony on Friday, October 16th.
The East Carolina Alumni Association will honor 8 individuals for their accomplishments and dedication to ECU.
Do you know an alum or individual who deserves recognition by East Carolina? If so, nominate them by November 1st to be considered for the Outstanding, Honorary, or Distinguished Alumni Award.
For registration or nomination details, visit piratealumni.com or call 800-ECU-GRAD. Get involved, stay connected with ECU. Occasions Party and Tent Rentals is the choice of the East Carolina Alumni Association for all our alumni party and event needs. Serving all of Eastern North Carolina, Occasions is your wedding, party, and corporate event headquarters, offering all your party needs to host the perfect event. Paint your next event purple with Occasions. Call today at 252-752-6326 or visit them online at occasionsrental.net. Make your next event an occasion.
You've been hearing about Springshire Continuing Care Retirement Community, and now this new retirement community is about to take an exciting step. Springshire is now sharing final details and allowing priority list members to select their new home. Springshire is being developed on beautiful property in close proximity to Ironwood Country Club, Pitt County Memorial Hospital, the School of Medicine, shopping and settings hosting many community and cultural events. Springshire promises to be the destination for all who are looking for a vibrant, social model community with nature areas, lake, golf, gardens, putting green, movie theater, on-site assisted living, and skilled care. If you are looking for a beautiful apartment, private townhome, or spacious house in a lovely, full-service community, you will find what you deserve at Springshire. Join the excitement as Springshire moves to the next level. If you're not on Springshire's wait list, it's not too late. Go to springshire.org or call Ron Carnigan at 317-2303 and learn why everyone is saying Springshire is the place you want to be.
This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept, paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today!
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
We're happy to have Wayne Sampson of the Class of 2008 on the show with us today. Wayne is a production assistant on the popular ABC daytime soap opera, One Life to Live. Welcome to the show, Wayne.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, Wayne, I know that all of our One Life to Live fans who are listening can't wait to get to that part of the interview. But before we get there, let's find out how you became an East Carolina Pirate.
Well, in high school, I was a junior, and one of my friends got a scholarship to play softball at East Carolina, which introduced me to the school. And I followed her on a trip to visit the campus and absolutely fell in love with it and knew I was going to be a pirate as soon as I graduated high school, which I was already a pirate in high school, which is funny, but I knew I was going to be a second pirate just in Greenville.
Well, Wayne, we hear from so many alumni that it was their professors and mentors that they had while they were at ECU that made their experience special. Who was important to you while you attended East Carolina?
Wow, so many people were instrumental in my success at East Carolina, but a couple of people that come to mind are my advisors, Jennifer Cabacar especially. She was outstanding. You know, she was always there for me. Amanda Hodges, she also helped me later on in my degree. Just being there and always, you know, there for conversation and talk about experience in school or, you know, classes. Some of my advisors with IGNAO, East Carolina Native American Organization, just, you know, mentoring and helping out with different things, you know, that may have arrived during my time there. Just a lot of people, but those are some of the people that come to mind.
So, Wayne, as a recent graduate, you're not too far removed from the student experience at ECU. Share with our listeners some of your favorite memories from your time at East Carolina.
That's a hard question. definitely tailgating, pirate football. That was one of my memorable moments. I enjoyed every second of it. It was very short. The season's always so short. It feels like being involved with Great Lives, Student Government Association, working in admissions, just being involved on campus made me happy, and it just always brought a smile on my face. Just to, you know, just the school spirit and just been involved.
We're talking with Wayne Sampson of the class of 2008, and you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, even before you graduated, Wayne, you were lucky enough to have spent time in New York City interning for CBS's The Early Show. Tell our listeners what it was like working on a live television show and what you did as a production intern.
Well, I got to fortunately do this. This is my first internship in college, and I was at The Early Show in the audience department, which was really cool. We got to recruit a live audience for the Plaza segments, mainly with the weatherman, Dave Price. But we also did, you know, I held cue cards and for the anchors when they're outside, because in the studio they have prompters, which they read off of. But outside they do more of, you know, impromptu, I guess. And so they used cue cards and things like that to remind them to mention certain things or so forth. And so I did that. I worked with the concert series they have every summer with some names like Kelly Clarkson, Kelly Rowland, Hootie and the Blowfish, or some of the names they had summer 2007. And so I worked with them to just get, requests, to basically run and, you know, help out with that and grab things that they may need, so forth. But mainly just recruiting the studio, a segment on the Plaza, the audience outside, and getting them, you know, riled up for the show at 7 a.m. in the morning.
So prior to getting your current position with One Life to Live, you balanced two internships, one with Inside Edition and the other with the Tyra Banks Show. How do you think working with these two shows helped you prepare for what you're doing right now?
Well, I think it helped me definitely to adjust to a different climate outside of school, outside of going to class every day, and working with people and different personalities, and also helped me to adjust to people in the North. I think it's a different mentality here, and definitely just working with people and different personalities. You know, because it can be hard when you're in school. You work with your teacher, or you know, you make friends, you go to class, and you leave. Here, you have to sit with people, you know, 8-10 hours a day, and get along with everyone and work with everyone. So I think it just definitely, you know, gave me the tolerance to deal with you know, a bunch of different personalities.
Okay, Wayne, let's talk about One Life to Live. For those of our listeners who are unfamiliar with the show, it's one of ABC's Emmy-winning soap operas and has been on the air since 1968. The show takes place in Landview, Pennsylvania. Did you hear that, Paul?
I did.
Pennsylvania.
That's awesome.
And revolves around the Buchanan, Lord, and Kramer families. Walk our listeners through a day in the life of One Life to Live for you as an employee of the show.
Well, for me, as a production assistant, I come in at like 9 a.m. There's people already there in, you know, like producers and directors and so forth before me. And I normally stay till like 6 or 7 p.m. And most of the time the show tapes way past that to maybe 8 or 9 o'clock. It just depends on the day and how much is scheduled. But during my day, I will assist producers, directors, crew members that may need something to make the big picture happen, make the show on air every day. We're not a live show, so we take all our stuff, and so there's, you know, a lot of time to see stuff, a lot of times for me to learn, you know, how things are made, how producers see scenes, and how directors, you know, see different scenes and how they want to, you know, portray them to the audience. And so I get to, you know, definitely go see a lot of stuff. It's not too nerve-wracking because it's not a live show. So people are able to, you know, go back and do something different. I'm able to see that if, you know, what you see on air is not like done one time and they're finished. So I get to see a lot of stuff, like that. And, also I just, you know, answer phone calls and make sure people, outside the show, like they're not, in the building, you know, like actors or, managers or, agents, things like that, people like that that need things like schedules or need show air dates and things, or they need just different stuff that helps their clients, so forth, maybe booking new jobs or so forth. I help them with that as well. So I do a lot of different stuff. I don't have one particular thing I focus on all day.
Let's keep the day exciting. You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, and we're talking with ABC's One Life to Live production assistant, Wayne Sampson. Now, Wayne, what is it that you like about working in the entertainment industry? Talk about some of the challenges and rewards of working in television.
For me, the entertainment industry has always been something I wanted to do. I wanted to be an actor as a child up until I got to college. I sort of thought, you know, I don't want to go to school for acting. Let me find a different field. So I chose communications and started working in my major and everything. Wanted to do PR for celebrities, and it just gives me It gives me a lot of energy. It gives me something to look forward to. Just some of the events, like I've worked for the past Tony Awards, and just, you know, it was a live show, and it just gives me an adrenaline rush, and it just, I don't know, it's something that I just always found exciting in the entertainment industry. But now that I'm working again in soap opera, at a soap opera, rather, this time I see acting as another maybe avenue I'd like to pursue again, but definitely it's fun. It's fun to me. I don't know if I see it
That sounds like a pretty good reason.
Yeah, that sounds like...
You get to go to work every day. Your job is fun.
And have fun.
Hey.
That's great.
Yeah, so I guess everyone has, you know, a different happiness water, know what they want to go to work. And for me, it's entertainment. It's fun. It just gives me a joy rush. But some of the things I think that are challenges are just people are aggressive. And a lot of people want to work in this industry, so it's a lot of competition, and it also has to keep me always networking, always meeting new people, because it's hard to get in the door, and that's what it takes, a lot of networking and meeting people, and always stay on people's radars, and, you know, until you, like, become about an asset to a company or to a show, you know. Some of the rewards, I think, are the fact that sometimes I hear people talk about how much they love the show, or how when someone in their family was sick, they stayed home, and, like, that was something their family member looked forward to each day, to watch the show. So just know that you contribute to something like that. You know, a lot of people think that it's a very narcissistic industry, but also I think you can see the value come out of it, because every day, you know, millions of people see this show, and, you know, you contributed to it, and it makes a lot of people, it changes lives sometimes, you never know, you know. I think that's a reward that I see, or that I hear sometimes.
Well, Wayne, is there any big story scoop that you'd like to spoil for us?
You know, I would love to spoil some for you all. I'd love to keep my job as well. But I know...
We can't blame you for that.
I know we have a lot of good stuff coming up. I do know that. I can say that. So you definitely, the listeners that watch the show or may be interested in starting to watch the show, it's really good stuff. We'll start airing soon. The show's awesome, and, you know, there's some juicy stuff coming up. So definitely that's the only thing I can say.
That's great. Wayne, what's next for you?
Right now, I think I would love to, you know, move forward in the industry and continue to grow. I have some things that I'm, you know, working on, trying to pursue, like, extra experience, stuff like that, maybe, but they're not finalized yet, so, because I'm superstitious, I probably shouldn't talk about them, it would definitely be to, you know, grow to gain more responsibility and maybe change to, like, more of the entertainment news area.
Great.
I do think that the entertainment news is another intriguing field. Like working with Inside Edition, it was some of the entertainment news, and working with one of the correspondents and weekend anchors there, he encouraged me, I think, to maybe pursue entertainment reporting.
Well, that's
and so I would like to check out that field.
That's exciting. We've been talking with Wayne Sampson of ABC's One Life to Live from the class of 2008. You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Well, Wayne, we'd like to thank you for taking time with us on the show today and for letting us pass your story on to the Pirate Nation. It's alumni like you who proudly say, yes, I am a pirate, that raise the recognition for our university and the value of every East Carolina degree. And for that, we are truly grateful.
Thank you so much for having me. It was an honor. I was very shocked when you asked me to do this, but definitely it's I'm very appreciative of the school and all it's done for me, and I'm glad to be a pirate.
Well, we're glad to have you. Stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me, everyone. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
Help ECU honor its best at the 2009 Alumni Awards Dinner and Ceremony on Friday, October 16th.
The East Carolina Alumni Association will honor 8 individuals for their accomplishments and dedication to ECU.
Do you know an alum or individual who deserves recognition by East Carolina? If so, nominate them by November 1st to be considered for the Outstanding Honorary or Distinguished Alumni Award.
For registration or nomination details, visit piratealumni.com or call 800-ECU-GRAD. Get involved, stay connected with ECU.
Hello, this is Greg Abiunas, Director of Planned Giving at East Carolina University. The Leo W. Jenkins Society was established to celebrate the importance of planned gifts to the future of ECU. Planned gifts include bequests, charitable gift annuities, trusts, life insurance, IRAs, and certain gifts of real estate. If you currently have or would like to discuss an estate plan that benefits East Carolina, please call me at 252-328-9573. Be a visionary like Dr. Jenkins and help transform ECU for the future. Call me today at 252-328-9573.
Make the Alumni Association tailgate part of your game day tradition. Thanks to this year's sponsors, Aramark, WITN, Liberty Mutual, Pepsi, Chico's, Trips, O'Charlie's, Rep Express, and Uncle Yammy's Rib Shack, we're able to offer great food and great fun for all Pirate fans. Leave the grill at home and join our family-friendly atmosphere 2.5 hours prior to kickoff. Tickets are on sale now and are $10 for Alumni Association members and $20 for non-members. Children under 12 are free. Call 800-ECU-GRAD to get your alumni tailgate tickets today.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. I thought he was going to give us a spoiler there on One Life to Live, but we couldn't get it out of him.
I guess that means he's a pretty loyal employee. He wants to make sure that he has job security by keeping viewers tuned in.
That's right, but also bigger dreams, as we learned. So we thank Wayne Sampson for joining us on A Pirate's Life for Me. Well, Jennifer, you know what time it is.
Now is the time, Paul, that you talk about.
I asked the question, are you a member? The number one reason to join the Alumni Association is to support a great university that we all love and to show your pirate pride. But today we'd like to talk about how membership helps you make connections through participation. You know, events and programs are offered throughout the year across the Pirate Nation for alumni and friends to connect with the university and each other. We just had a great one up in Raleigh where we did our Raleigh networking event. And it was one of the best events that I've ever attended. And we're going to be doing that all around the Pirate Nation. You know, coming up next week, homecoming is a terrific opportunity to come home to Greenville and to your alma mater and celebrate our pirate heritage with fellow pirates. But there are a number of other events like tailgates, reunions, networking breakfast, Dean's on Decks event, chapter socials, golf tournaments, scholarship fundraisers, and holiday parties where you can also catch up with good friends and see what's new at the university. Are you a member? If the answer is yes, thank you for your support. If the answer is no, what are you waiting for? Join today. Call us at 800-ECU-GRAD or join online at piratealumni.com/join today.
And don't forget to join us again next Friday at 6 p.m. right after Live at 5 when our guest will be Becky Verner of the class of 1973, whose Manassas Chorale recently performed at Carnegie Hall in New York City.
Absolutely. Thank you to our producer, Shirley Rhodes. And until next time, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold.
Go Pirates!